Welcome to Warn Radio. Warn Radio. With your hosts, the Watchman Dana Smith and Tower. Thanks for listening.
Greetings in the name of the Lord and welcome to Warn Radio. This is Tower. I'm here with the Watchman and we are glad you joined us. Please send all your prayer requests and correspondence to us through our contact page at warn-usa.com. And you can listen to our Warn Radio episodes on warn-usa.com and danaglennsmith.com. Warn Radio is on the following platforms: Amazon Prime Music in podcast, Spreaker, Blueberry, iHeartRadio, iTunes, Stitcher, TuneIn, Google Play Music, Blog Talk Radio, Podcast Addict, CastBox, Google Podcast, Deezer, Spotify, Anchor, and Pocket Cast. Be sure not to miss the following posts of our in-depth biblical articles and radio shows on Dana Glenn Smith and warn-usa.com. Technology. Building God technology. Building God. Who or what is your God? On danaglennsmith.com. Last Day's Deception. Ever Learning. Lord of the Sabaoth. Vindicated. Coup d'etat. Descent, America's Foibles. On warn-usa.com, Anti-Christian Persecution, classic at Warn Radio Series. Faith Accesses Grace, Book of Romans, Part 9, on Sound the Shofar. Work of Righteousness, Isaiah's Prophetic Book, Part 82, on Battle Lines. And you don't want to miss the following WIBR Warn Radio shows from September 13th through the 15th. Wednesday's Advocacy Show, Revelation, Morocco, On the Front Lines, Laos, Speed the Gospel, Spread the Gospel, Advocacy on Warn Radio. Thursday's show, Defiled with Blood, Isaiah's Prophetic Book, Part 188, on Battle Lines. And Friday, Kingdom War and the Coming King, War with the Lamb, Part 3, on Sound the Shofar. And be sure to get your copy of The Rising. The Rising is a Christian fiction thriller by the Watchman, Dana G. Smith. There's danger and intrigue. Dark forces are plotting. The nation is at risk. Can Mac save the United States? And you can get your copy of The Rising by going to Amazon, Barnes & Noble, Books A Million, Ingram, and Google Play has the ebook of The Rising. And you can also get your copy of The Rising by going to danaglennsmith.com. And while on the site, be sure to sign up for the WIBR Warn Radio newsletter and visit our Christian books and resource shop. And now, I welcome in the Watchman.
You're listening to Warn Radio on the WIBR Warn Radio Network. Don't forget to visit our websites at warn-usa.com and danaglennsmith.com. And also follow us on Twitter, find us on Instagram, and join us on LinkedIn.
Greetings, Dana. How are you doing tonight?
Well, you know, in spite of the election, I'm doing good.
Yeah.
Greetings. Welcome to another Friday. Yes, sirree, Friday. It's not that we live for Fridays, we're just glad to get there. Fresh news out of the White House today, or whenever my mail came in. It came in at 8 a.m. yesterday. Hot off the presses early in the morning. Jen Psaki. Oh, that girl needs to get redeemed and saved. I don't know how this came up, but the headline is this. Jen Psaki, old politicians hurt Biden's re-election hopes. If Biden isn't old, then who is? I mean, in her world of wokeness, old politicians hurt Biden's re-election. Oh, re-election hope. What comes out of her mouth, you know? That girl needs help. She's in over her head. She's not a politician. And she can't handle the stress because a lot of times she just simply won't answer. That's what Biden does. He just turns around and goes the other way and ignores people. Yes, sir. Unlike Trump, where he goes up and he will speak right to him, even if it's the woke press that hate his guts. So remember that. Old politicians hurt Biden's re-election. Remember that. That's a good one. Put that in your book of wisdom. I don't know how Biden got past that. He's not an old politician, apparently. So if he is an old politician, then he's going to hurt Biden's re-election hopes, which is him. After all, he didn't win in the first place. There's no way he got 81 million votes. That's stupid and ridiculous. But that's the line that America was fed. And of course, the White House owns the, you know, all the social media. So that's where you get that, you know, that's how corruptors get elected. That's how nations get overthrown. And frankly, I don't know how many people really know the truth anymore. Anytime you can lock up people like the J6ers, who were led into that by FBI agents in the first place, and lock them up, especially one of them was never there, and they locked him up for 20 years, or 22. You know, that's just the epitome of wickedness. Now, I covered wickedness on our Battleline show last night. It's one you need to listen to. We're getting lots of likes on our shows and stuff like that. So go on over to danaglennsmith.com and listen. Or over to warren-usa.com and listen. All the shows can be downloaded over at warren-usa.com. And over at Dana Glenn Smith, we have a player. But we're also on Spreaker. I like Spreaker personally. And Spreaker, we have, you know, just go on over there and listen. You know, get their app. Put it on your phone, and it'll tell you as soon as the show's. And we're on a lot of other places, so. I mean, really, a lot of other places. It's listed on both our websites, the various places. So check out warren-usa.com and, you know, danaglennsmith.com. Don't forget to read the articles. These are in-depth articles. You know, we are not a website where we put out gobs of news. You got plenty of those. We give you the Word of God. I write in-depth, been doing this for years, in-depth articles. And the likes of which many of them are absolutely targeted to what is going on in America. So you'll find some answers, biblical answers. Well, in this case, we got an unbiblical answer. You know, old politicians hurt Biden's reelection hopes. That's Jen Psaki 1-1. Jen Psaki 1-1. Old politicians hurt Biden's reelection. And another thing I found out, well, how about that? I just noticed something. But we're not going to cover it. So, at any rate, we have a lot of things going on in the country today. And you're going to need to keep your eyes on the Lord. Because if you follow Biden around, believe everything these people up in the White House say, you know, they're leading America into destruction. The other brilliant idea of Biden's White House is to keep all of the illegals that are crossing the border down in Texas. Okay, yeah, sure. What a stupid idea. And that's your White House. Keep them down in Texas. That came from Sky News. There's a young lady over there that's a good little reporter, and well, she's the announcer. Sky News brings it to her. And she was talking about that. I happen to see it because I've got a... what I think it's Dr. Malone that sends out these things all the time. And he was talking, you know, he included the video. Yes, keep him in Texas. No, keep them down in South America or wherever they came from. That's where you keep them. Matter of fact, we've got some new information that came across about all of that. You can't keep track of all the information that's coming over so fast. And it's about the border. It's about those behind it. Did you know that most of those illegals get a free trip up here? Well, a large part of them do anyway. There are brand new buses, brand spanking new buses. I don't know how many they got, but I've seen a lot of them on tape taken by a certain man that camps out down there. And they fill them up with illegals. And he ran into one of the Chinese regulars who was actually more of a spy, and he had come over, and he was talking to him. You know, America has a lot of Chinese coming across. They've got Chinese that actually have a lot of farm and land down south that they're pretty much using for their own. We've got Chinese labs here. And you wonder, why did China give Biden, you know, the money? Apparently. Of course, they deny it. Well, something happened. Because China had even had their own police stations here. This isn't China. This would have never happened. I mean, even in the turbulent 60s, we weren't that stupid. So at any rate, that's why I preach judgment. I was called to do this. I knew a long time ago that America as I knew it would cease to exist. That is a fact. Now whether you believe it, that's up to you. I'm not here to make you believe anything. I'm here to give you the Word of God. You decide. about the Word of God. You decide what you're going to do about the Lord Jesus Christ. You're going to decide what kind of things you want to do and don't do. You're going to decide whether to take the mark or not. You're the one. You have a family, you got to lead them, and it's up to you to lead them in the right way. And I'm here to tell you there's only one right way, and that's through Jesus Christ our Lord. Period. So now, this week we're talking about the Kingdom War and the Coming King. That's actually our series. This week, Two Sisters Whoredoms. This is part four. And we're going through this because nations can become whores before the Lord. And right now, America's slobbering at the pig trough. And you have, even New York's complaining. The once, woke New York, who is going to take in all those huddled, tired illegals, has said enough's enough. Adams is about beside himself. Back in 2022, he declined to say that the problem is all the illegals coming over. He says, not at all. That was his phrase he used when asked about it. And this year, you fast forward, he's had a news conference, and he's talked about it before his own government there in New York, saying this city will cease to exist at the rate it's going. They were taking in 10,000 illegals a month. And even for New York, that's a lot. Well, see, nobody closes a border. Everybody allows Biden to do that. And you see, we've got a U.S. Constitution. It guarantees us safety of our borders, absolute safety. We don't have to, get an okay from a dipwit called a president. And that's where we've gone wrong in this country. We have forgotten the Constitution, and we're going on our own way, and we've got more people. And, of course, this is part of the globalist agenda here. So, and of course, Klaus Schwab is putting it. But this isn't a political program. But yet, all of this can be tied into Scripture in the end of days, because people will be led by men and also women who are misguided, and they misrepresent the truth, and they lead the global nations into a cataclysm. And matter of fact, it's going to be so bad that the Lord said that unless he comes back, there will be no flesh left alive. Now that is what your human government on this earth is going to do. This is where we're at, and this is where we're going, and that's why Congress needs to get off their political divisionary butts and do something. So now, as we move forward, we're going to be looking at Ezekiel 23, 1 through 22, the whoredoms of Samaria and Jerusalem. Now, these are called the two sisters, and they bring to the forefront of the Lord God, revealing the deep secrets of the two sisters. These two sisters are the daughters of one woman. And here is Israel. So, we are looking at the two sisters' whoredoms. And we'll go through this, and we'll see what happens. Ezekiel 23, 1 through 22. The whoredoms of Samaria and Jerusalem. Verse 1. The word of the Lord came again unto me, saying, Son of man, there were two women, the daughters of one mother. Okay. There were two women. This is Judah and Samaria. The daughters of one mother, that is Israel. and they committed whoredoms in Egypt, and they committed whoredoms in their youth. There were their breasts pressed, and there they bruised the teats of their virginity. And the names of them were Ahola the elder, and Aholibah her sister. And they were mine, and they bare sons and daughters. Thus were their names: Samaria is Ahola, and Jerusalem Aholibah. And Ahola, that's the elder, played the harlot when she was mine. And she doted on her lovers, on the Assyrians, her neighbors. Now you see, when Israel came out of Egypt, the Lord warned them, do not do as the nations before you did. But you see, these particular other nations have all kinds of fornicating ways and godless ways that God is not pleased with. Israel was to become a peculiar, separated people. And so Ahola, you know, she fell in love with the Assyrians and their ways. And on the Assyrians, her neighbors, comma, little pause there to let you think about it, which were clothed with blue, captains and rulers, all of them desirable young men, horsemen riding upon horses. Now you see, this is written in a sexual way. But the bottom line of it is, the big thing that these countries did, now that they're two, is they fell away from the Lord. Judah ended up defiling the temple, and the priesthood, and the prophets were defiled, and the people themselves. Samaria went on, and when they were divided, the northern tribes, and of course all the tribes with them, built their own temple. And it was bad, because it had nothing to do with the Lord God. Thus she committed her whoredoms with them, all of them that were the chosen men of Assyria, with all on whom she doted, with all their idols she defiled herself. Now, see, when you look at it, you have the connotation here of a female doting and desiring the young men who were so gallantly the army of Assyria. And of course, these horsemen are the ones she fell in love with, the ones riding upon the horses. Now, of course, riding upon horses, that would have been, in their day, comparable to our technology, our modern technology, you know. Even the Indians, a lot of the Indians didn't even have horses, and, you know, at the first. I mean, man didn't even have fire. They had to learn fire. So here, she's being not just attracted by, you know, those who are walking on the ground that have a bow and arrow or whatever. No, she's looking at all the colors and all the fine-looking young men. She's attracted to what they, how they look and what they're doing. But see, it says here, she doted on these with all their idols, she defiled herself. And they had a slew of idols. A lot of these nations did. And almost incomparably or invariably, when they went into worship in these particular idols, it involved fornication and various other things. So she could have easily sexually been defiled as well as morally defiled. But see, in order for them to do this in the first place, they'd already been immorally defiled. There is temptation, but Samaria, especially, right from the start, they didn't have the temple. They, you know, they could have gone down to Jerusalem, long trip. And so, you know, the thing of it is all this happened after Solomon's reign. And that was when the kingdom of Israel was at its finest, right at the top of the rung. She was rich, she was powerful, you know, everything. And she fell right into the trash heap. Well, you know, in the beginning, America was a small city and a small seed. You know, just a few colonies. And it grew into this big nation that had lots of power. But see, it also had lots of Christians and Christianity and faith. And see, we're in the part where we've defiled ourselves with all the idols and those around us. You know, we want to be like the nations. America wants to be part of it. So they all take part of Klaus Schwab's idiocy called the World Economic Forum, which is really should call be called the World Slave System, because he is going to cause more troubles with that. And he's the one that wanted also the nations, you know, the UN, to commit that the nations would be totally subservient to the WEF. And remember, this guy, Klaus Schwab, is a German. Germany started World War I. They started World War II. And World War III is being started by Klaus Schwab. You're not going to have any food, though, because he wants you to eat bugs. So, and so this is the woke system that they're all doing. But you see here, when we look at these, we're not looking at any of that, because none of these people would be stupid enough to do that. Only in a smart technological age where we have the best technology, we can go to the moon, we can see inside the earth, and we've decided that you can't eat nothing. You got to cut all your trees down, kill all your animals, and live like that. Now that is absolutely foolish. Scientists by the thousands have condemned this. But we're in this mode of not listening to the truth because we're blinded. So your nations do fall. America's falling. And if you're an American just sitting on your butt over there and you're watching all this, one day they're going to come for you. That's what they did in Germany. That's what they did in China. That's what they did in North Korea. And that's what they're doing throughout the world today. They're getting rid of those that aren't woke. They're getting rid of those. And they also don't like Christians. And even if you're not a Christian, they still don't like you unless you buy everything they say. So this one is Samaria, who bruised the teats of her virginity and poured their whoredom upon her. Now, the thing of it is we're talking about idols. She is worshiping idols. But remember, in the worship of idols, in a lot of these countries, involves sexual immorality. No wonder they like it so much. Oh, I can go to church and have sex with every woman. Well, help yourself. I mean, talk about an idol. Now we're really beyond that. We're not even knowing what sex we are anymore. And some of the things people are doing is absolutely ludicrous because they're blinded. And of course, they don't like people pointing it out to them. Wherefore, I have delivered her into the hand of her lovers, into the hand of the Assyrians, upon whom she doted. So he gave her over to it. Now, this is what we call giving them over to their lusts. That's what God has done with America. If you think God has still chosen America, you're wrong. Now, to the Christians that are following him, he hasn't forsaken you. But you're living in a country that no longer holds the blessing of God. It is in a judgment phase right now, and it's led by its own lust. God is not going to intervene in our stupidity. But if you're a Christian and you preach the word, people can hear the word. And by God's grace, they can get saved and know the truth. The Lord told some of the believing Jews that if you continue in my word, then are you my disciples indeed. And you will hear the truth, and the truth will set you free. See, the truth will set you free from delusion and deception. But if you cast out the word of God, you're going to be in trouble. And of course, there are plenty of people to tell you and give you another holy book from somewhere. That's where you're going to be in trouble. There is no other Savior except Jesus Christ, Yahshua. There is no other God except our God and Father, the God of Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob. And he gave of his only begotten Son. That is the love of the truth. And his only begotten Son came. That is the truth. The love of the truth. And that Son gave his life for the redemption of all men. That is called the love of the truth. And the love of the truth is exactly the very thing that the nations of men reject in the last days. If you go into 2 Thessalonians 2, they reject the love of the truth. And God sends them a delusion so they would believe a lie. That's why we talk of the beast in one hand in Revelation, and we talk of the son of perdition. Because the son of perdition is a title for the one who is doing this. And his title tells you what he will do. He's going to lead people into perdition as a judgment from God because they rejected the love of the truth. That's the delusion in 2 Thessalonians. And see, these delusions are so strong that even the very elect could possibly be deceived. Now, let's continue. Wherefore I have delivered her into the hand of her lovers, and in the hand of the Assyrians upon whom she doted. These are the ones. Now, of course, Assyria did take over the northern tribes, and they took them captive, and they took over their lands. And the main part, when you would conquer a people, your soldiers would take the women that they had captured and have sex and have kids with her in order to get the Assyrian blood into their line so they would, you know, become Assyrians. And so the northern tribes were actually scattered throughout the region of the Assyrian Empire. And from there, they scattered throughout the entire world after Assyria fell. But it was also the Assyrians, it was Sennacherib, the son who his dad is the one who led the Assyrians to conquer the northern tribes. So Sennacherib came along, and he's the one that's listed in Isaiah as attacking Jerusalem. He had 150,000 men, and Hezekiah was the king of Israel at the time. And upon the last day, you know, they were going to attack the next day, and that night an angel of the Lord slew all 150,000. And Sennacherib took, and some of his aides escaped. And he went into the house of his Dagon, his god. And there, while he was praying to his god, his son slew him. And that pretty much led to the downfall of the Assyrian Empire. But see, this is what happens. Now see, it's not unusual in judgment for God to hand you over. He did that. If you read in the Old Testament throughout, you know, the Kings and Chronicles, you're going to find a lot of stuff going on. And there wasn't always a good king on the throne. And when there was a bad king, he would lead the people into whoredoms, and they would all follow him. And if there was a good king, like when Hezekiah came along, you know, he started destroying various things of their idolatry, and the people followed him. And so you can see it in the nations of men today. You know, Kim Jong-un's family been in charge forever, so the people follow him. OZ over in China, you know, he wants to conquer the world, and the people are following him. You take Joe Biden, and he got in, and I think by cheating and deceit, because they didn't want Trump in by any cost, and Soros has gone publicly saying he has to destroy Trump. Trump has to be stopped. And so they will do anything, including what they're doing now. But see, this is the battle of nations and hearts. That's what I'm laying out before you. It's not just that simple. You live in America. You know, these people coming up to America, this is where all their dreams are. Well, I got news for you. America's not blessed anymore. America doesn't have that anymore. And yeah, you could take over and you could make it your America. It's not going to be America for you. It's going to be filled with a curse. And I'll tell you, there's one big curse, and that's the blood guilt curse. The shedding of innocent blood. Now that's, you can find, how do you avenge, you know, how does God reward innocent blood being spilt? It can only be neutralized by the shedding of the blood of the one who killed the other one. And if that doesn't happen and you continue to have a lot of shedding blood of the innocent, then what you wind up with is a curse on the land. And you can still live there. It may seem normal, but we do. You know, we've got a mess in this country. We've got millions of people coming in here rejoicing because they're in America. And right now, it looks like it's free. But under the boiling point of America right now is judgment. And this land will not stand unless we can turn it around. And one way, we need revival on a massive scale. We need repentance on a massive scale. And see, we're also being in the end of days. It could take a while. But if America is indeed Mystery Babylon, the judgment on Mystery Babylon is double for her double. which if you can use your multiplication, that's 4 times. So, these discovered her nakedness, took her sons and her daughters, and slew her with the sword, and she became famous among women, for they had executed judgment upon her. And when her sister Aholibah saw this, she was more corrupt in her inordinate love than she. So this is Jerusalem. And of course, Jerusalem has the temple and everything else, but Jerusalem got into child sacrifice. They were sacrificing their kids in the fire to Baal. And of course, they were worshiping the queen of heaven. They were worshiping the stars. There was a lot of things that they were doing. And they were the priests, of Jehovah were actually serving as also priests in these idolatrous ceremonies. And so she was absolutely corrupt, Judah was. And so that's why when you get in Isaiah, you're going to find a lot of stuff about Israel and the judgment and what God says about judgment, what God says about restoration. You see a lot of things. We've been covering this for a long time. But see, America is not Israel. But there's still a restorative process. There is still the mercy of God. We can still repent. It's not too late, but there's going to come a time that you're not going to stop it. You can, as a human being, you can repent, get saved, and live in America, but more than likely, you're going to die when the true judgment hits this country. But because you're a Christian, you're going to die and be with the Lord. But see, the country's still going to be destroyed. Now see, a lot of us have kids and grandkids. We don't want to see that happen. But see, you try talking to this country today and they're not going to listen. And see, that's the way it goes. And when the rescue, let's go back to Jerusalem and when the Assyrians were there to destroy Jerusalem. They could have easily taken and destroyed Jerusalem, but they waited for a while, kind of taunting Israel. And then when they got ready to move, that's when God destroyed them. And God moves in his own timing, and I've been there waiting on the Lord. And I would say, Lord, I know you have your own timing, but it'd be a lot easier if you just, get it done with so I wouldn't have to wait till the last minute or... Another one is guidance. Can't you just say, go to this and street and talk to this person or whatever? Well, he can do that. But most people, it is required of you to live by your faith. Now, he told Habakkuk that. So you can read that in Habakkuk. But Paul also talks about that. We are required to live by faith. And if God led us around like a child all the time, telling us everything you're to do, you wouldn't be living by faith. God wants you to live by faith. He wants you to know you can rebuke the devil. He wants you to know you can cast out demons. He wants you to know that he will be with you when you fight your enemy, when you stand up for him. God doesn't want a bunch of pablum eaters. He wants people that are into the meat and know that God is there to provide. So when the rest of them are eating bugs, I'm going to believe God for real food. Now see, I would eat locusts and honey. Locusts is biblical. John the Baptist had that. I've fished with a lot of grasshoppers, but grasshoppers are not locusts. What I'm telling you is there's a greater hope than the idols that man has, than the fake gods that men have. And I can list out the nations. I can tell you I pray for every nation on this earth as close as I can. Tower and I do that every day. Every day. And we pray for people everywhere. Tower and I were praying for people, in the potato chip aisle in Walmart in another city. And we prayed for this woman, and she was a Christian. She had some serious issues, and we prayed for her. She came up to us later. It was about a week later. She says, "You know that prayer you prayed for us, prayed for me? It worked." And see, you know, I could be funny here. After they picked me up from surprise that it worked. But see, I wasn't surprised. I was happy. You know, but see, in America, you know, we were raised in faith. And how many times did I see people raised from the dead in all the church, in the churches? I was raised in a Methodist. Not once. I didn't see, you know, when they were praying, there was no official healing ceremony or anything at any time. Nor a time of waiting on the Lord at the altar. Nothing. After I got saved, God delivered me. I went back to that church and found one of the ministers in there and talked to him about being born again. He had no clue what I was talking about. You can't know that you're saved. Sure you can. He didn't know what I was talking about. This was a guy that people listened to all the time for scripture. So here we have people that should have known better. The northern tribes and Judah. And this one here we use the term Samaria. And there's Judah. But they should have known better. God delivered them. The head of history. You know? Their forefathers. David. Courageous. Man after God's own heart. Solomon, one of the greatest rulers that ever graced Israel. You see, you can't live in the past. You know, our forefathers in the beginning, they were great. They started this thing. And after it was over, I'm trying to think who it was. Benjamin Franklin? No, I don't think it was. When they ask him if they had a country, a nation, he says, yes, a republic, if you can keep it, he said. Now, I've got that quote. I'll look it up. If you can keep it. And that's where we're at. If you can keep it. And so the Lord says about, now this is Judah, then I saw that she was defiled, that they took both one way, and that she increased her whoredoms. For when she saw men portrayed on the wall, the image of the Chaldeans portrayed with vermilion, girdled with girdles on their loins, exceeding in dyed attire upon their heads, and all them princes to look to, after the manner of the Babylonians of Chaldea, the land of their nativity. And as soon as she saw them with her eyes, she doted upon them and sent messengers unto them into Chaldea. And the Babylonians came to her into the bed of love, and they defiled her with their whoredoms, and she was polluted with them, and her mind was alienated from them. So she discovered her whoredoms and discovered her nakedness. Then my mind was alienated from her, like as my mind was alienated from her sister. Yet she multiplied her whoredoms in calling to remembrance the days of her youth, wherein she had played the harlot in the land of Egypt. For she doted upon the upon their paramours, whose flesh is as the flesh of asses, whose issue is like the issue of horses. Thus thou called to remembrance the lewdness of thy youth in bruising thy teats by the Egyptians for the paps of thy youth. Therefore, O Holibah, thus saith the Lord God, behold, I'll raise up thy lovers against thee, from whom thy mind is alienated, and I'll bring them against thee on every side. Now, of course, that did happen because the Babylonians carried Judah into captivity. And, of course, Ezekiel was one of the priests that was carried into captivity. But during captivity, some of the greatest prophecies we have were done during the captivity. And God didn't stop, but yet he did forsake him for 70 years. But he brought him back. But you see, America is not Israel. But America can still find help and hope and deliverance. Now see, in Ezekiel 23, we have 23 through 34. Let me read a few of these verses. Now they use this again, the Babylonians and all the Chaldeans, Pekod and Shoah and Koah and all the Assyrians with them, all of them desirable young men, captains and rulers. In other words, every associated nation, every one of their provinces, that's the word I want, everybody went against Judah. And great lords renowned, all of them riding upon horses, and they shall come against thee with chariots and wagons and wheels, with assembly people which shall set against thee buckler and shield, helmet round about, and I will set judgment before them, and they shall judge thee according to their judgments. And I will set my jealousy against thee, and they shall deal furiously with thee, and they shall take away thy noses and thine ears, and thy remnant shall fall by the sword, and they shall take thy sons and thy daughters, and thy residue shall be devoured by the fire, and they shall also strip thee out of thy clothes, and take away thy fair jewels. Thus I will make thy lewdness to cease unto thee, and thy whoredom brought from the land of Egypt, so that thou shalt not lift up thine eyes unto them, nor remember Egypt any more. For thus saith the Lord God, behold, I will deliver thee into the hand of them whom thou hatest, into the hand of them from whom thy mind is alienated. And they shall deal with thee hatefully, and shall take away all thy labor, and shall leave thee naked and bare, and the nakedness of thy whoredom shall be discovered on both thy lewdness and thy whoredoms. Now you see, when you went into captivity, it was not unusual for them to strip them bare. And they would put hooks in their noses, and they would put strings through them. They would have their hands tied behind them. Sometimes they would have leg chains. Most of the time they had to walk. And that's how they were led away captive. You know, that was a normal practice when you did this. And that's a harsh judgment. Now see, today we're all armed with nuclear weapons. So there ain't going to be no parading anywhere. They'll just blow the living daylights out of you and everything else. I mean, even Saudi Arabia came out and said, you know, recently that if Iran gets the nuke, which the Biden administration doesn't oppose, by the way, if they did, they'd be serious. And so they said if they get the bomb, you know, nuclear weapons, we're going to get them. And so this old world is headed into a cataclysm. America. And so at any rate, there's a lot of stuff in here that Ezekiel writes. You get the idea when we're talking about the judgment and being led astray and how God dealt with them. And that's because of their sins, their idolatries. Because idolatry is a sin before God. And of course, serving the other gods that these particular nations had. And so, comes that, love is fine, but war is better. A lot of these are warring nations. That's what they do. Now, Ezekiel 23, this starts at verse 1 of, therefore, well, that's where we began up here. Where are we at? Let me look up there. Yeah. Seriously, when I look at this, it just absolutely astounds me that this great country has so many people today that hate it in this country, and that we have so many people that are so blinded. They insist in things, yet we know the scientific truth, and they won't listen. Whether it's global warming or being woke. And many of them are absolutely sincere. It's not just America. I seen a clip yesterday in Germany, and there was this gathering of the dogs. True story. It was news. It made the news. It was over in Germany. And it showed this big place, and the whole crowd was there. And they were all sitting. Some of them were sitting like dogs do. These were an entire hall of people in Germany that thought that they were dogs. Just like the ones over here, we've got them that think they're cats and dogs and every other thing. I seen this one clip, and there was three people. There was two women. One woman was crawling on the ground, and she was the cat. And so the guy was leading her. This is right on in broad daylight. See, this is where God says and warns. Isaiah warned this. Paul warned about delusion. I will choose your delusions. I will bring your own fears upon you, because when I called, you did not listen. And see, God says that he rose up early, warning them. And how did he rise up early? He called the prophets. And the prophets went to warn Israel, both of them, both houses. And what did they do to him? The Lord said when he got here and he was looking over Jerusalem, he said, O Jerusalem, Jerusalem, thou that stonest the prophets, how oft would I have gathered you as a mother hen her chicks, but you would have none of it. Thus your house is left unto you desolate. O Jerusalem, Jerusalem, he said, thou that stonest the prophets. How did they receive those bringing God's word to repent? They stoned them. What did they do with the Lord when he came to tell them about redemption and forgiveness of sins? They stoned him and put him on a cross. Which, by the way, he had planned to go there all along, but they still stoned him. Or they would have stoned him, rather. That's what I want to say. But instead, they plotted to kill him. So don't try to tell me that America is not going to face judgment or the nations. Don't tell me that all this wickedness and wokeness, what they're doing, is going to be fine. It's not going to be fine. Don't tell me that you have some German over there telling you to eat bugs, and that meanwhile they're going to start destroying the trees and killing the animals and everything else. That's illogical and that is stupid. But God will let them do it, and they're going to die, and they'll face him in judgment. So wake up, America, and to you who are believers, hang in there and trust the Lord. Don't turn to the idols, but look to the Lord. In Jesus' name, I bind you, Satan, and the powers of darkness from this preaching, teaching, and streaming of this word in Jesus' name. Till next time, God bless everybody.
Thank you for listening to this episode of Warn Radio.